Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Angela Piper-Berg's podcast. Listen in as Angela shares an inspiring and uplifting message.
To turn the heat up. You're willing to turn the heat up. Do you see this very, very small percentage of difference? You have a guy who wins a race bringing home $1.2 million and the second place being $428,000. I mean, think about where you are right now in your business or in your ministry and what that would mean if you were just to take the heat up just a little bit. There are two types of people. There are those who play to win and those who play not to lose. Well, in this room, I guarantee you that you're here because you play to win. Is that right? Awesome. Awesome. We're going to talk a little bit today about what that extra degree looks like. It looks like diligence, it looks like planning, it looks like prioritization, it looks like leverage, it looks like attitude, it looks like taking action. Webster defines diligence as conscientiousness in paying proper attention to a task, giving the degree of care required in a given situation, persevering determination to perform a task. Now let's look at it from a biblical perspective, because we're kingdom citizens. In Proverbs 22:29, it says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings and will not stand before mere men." That's what diligence will do to you. The thoughts of the steadily diligent tend only to plenteous increase, but everyone who is impatient and hasty hastens only to want. It is that extra that hones the gift. God has given each and every one gifts. You know the story of the talent, the parable of the talent. However, it is up to us for us to utilize that gift. And it's in the extra that the gift is being honed. For example, I've always recommended volunteering, helps ministry, taking your eyes off yourself, helping someone else. It's when you take your eyes off you, that's when the gift is being honed. It's when you take your eyes off you and you pick up the vision that God has given to someone else, that's when the gift gets honed. A gift gets attention, it buys the attention of eminent people, and it is not And a gift not exercised neither benefits the owner, now people who are to benefit from it. And that's where potential comes in. It's a shame when you pass a local cemetery to see the potential that's lying in there. If you have a gift that God has given you and it's not tapped into, who is it benefiting? If you're holding on to that gift. Now understand one thing, that there's something that you can do that nobody else can do. I know what I do, nobody else can do the way I do it. And the way you do what God has called you to do, nobody else can do it. It's that gift that God has placed on the inside of you. But understand one thing, that it is not for you. What does one degree look like? Planning. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 21:5 that the plans of the diligent, and we talked about that earlier, leads to advantage, but who's hasty leads to poverty. I love Isaiah 25:1. You do such wonderful things. You planned them a long time ago, and now you have accomplished them. In Jeremiah 31:21, it says, set up for yourself road marks, place for yourself guideposts, and direct your mind to the highway. God has given you an assignment, but you now have to sit down and calculate the costs. For which of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the costs to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he had laid the foundation, it's not able to finish, all who observe will begin to ridicule him, saying, "This man began to build and did not finish." And folks will do that to you. What does that extra degree look like, Angela? Prioritize, prioritize. Focus on the critical few and not the insignificant many. You cannot serve everyone. You cannot please everyone. However, if you focus on the 80, the shotgun versus the rifle approach, it's a lot more targeted. Who's my target audience? Lord, who have you called me to serve? And then the 80-20 rule still works for those of you that have clients. Sometimes you got to fire them, see clients. That's it. You're fired. And focus on your A group and your B group. And watch God be able to expand your territory even more. You're a lot more focused. You can't be everywhere, you can't do everything, but you need to know your assignment from God and carry out that assignment. What does one degree look like? A team. Selecting the right people to be on your bus. How many of you in this room have employees? Praise God. The bulk of you. Creating a work environment that encourages the incorporation of team members. It's not about just one person. It's about the team. You as the leader, you inspire the team, and the team then inspires your customers, or if you're in ministry, inspires your congregations. You motivate the team to pursue a clear and compelling vision and generate higher performance. You need the team. You can't do it alone. However, it's like a bus. If you could figure a bus, you need to have all the right people in the right seats. You can have the bus with a lot of folks, but if people aren't sitting where they need to be, you may have the wrong person in the driver's seat, hence equals trouble. Leverage. And the perfect example for leverage for me was Jonathan and David. Leveraging the relationships, 1 Samuel 18:1 to 4. I won't read it for the sake of time. Moses and Aaron, Joseph and Pharaoh, Jesus and his 12. You have people in your life right now that if you were to just step back and leverage those relationships, it would expand your territory.
Hope you enjoyed the empowering and uplifting message by Angela. If you would like more resources by Angela, feel free to log onto her website at www.angelapipersburg.com. That's www.angelapipersburg.com. Or you can contact her by phone at area code 856-414-0460. Feel free to follow Angela on social media on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, as Angela always shares, you were created for purpose, a unique assignment that only you can fulfill.